This is JIS News. Coming up, Epoch lauds the government for increased revenue collection rate. Government signs contracts for redevelopment of National Heroes Park, and Senate continues debate on Cyber Crimes Act. The details after the break.
Hey, this country wants to save money, dog. Well, one good way is to save energy. So no more talk. Time for action, time for energy conservation.
Government through the public sector taking the lead.
Them are energy saving champion.
And if all of we play for we part, then the plan must succeed.
I want to know that.
Ease up on the energy, up on the energy, up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow.
Ease up on the energy.
Now the news. The Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC, is again commending the government for the increased rate of revenue collection for the July to September quarter. Co-chair of EPOC, Richard Biles, says based on recent statistics, corporate tax is above target by $1.9 billion and over last year's target by $3.1 billion. Sales tax is also up by $2 billion and GCT by $1.9 billion. Mr. Bal says increased revenue collection suggests that the business community is seeing increased profits and augurs well for growth in the economy.
In the past, we have been quite concerned, if not critical, of the tax targeting and the tax collections. And what they have shown us this quarter and this year to date is that they can achieve those targets, even when they're more aggressive than last year.
Mr. Biles was speaking at the monthly Epoch press briefing on Thursday. He also notes that Jamaica has passed two key International Monetary Fund IMF targets for the quarter, achieving a $10.8 billion surplus for the primary balance target and $1 billion surplus for the net international reserves, NIR. The Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing has signed agreements for the long-awaited redevelopment of the National Heroes Park. The ministry signed Memoranda of Understanding earlier this week with the Tourism Enhancement Fund and the Chase Fund, which are helping to finance the development. A contract was also signed with Black Brothers Limited to construct boundary walls, begin landscaping, and refurbish and expand the monuments on the Phase 1 of the project. Phases 2 and 3 will involve additional infrastructure works, construction of walkways, and further landscaping.
And the total cost of the project is estimated to be $2.5 billion. Don't be frightened by that number. You're not going to get quality without the expenditure of a sum of that magnitude.
Transport, Works and Housing Minister Dr. Omar Davies. The 50-acre space will be divided into five distinct zones. The Shrine of the Heroes, Passive Contemplative Zone, Active Zone, Service Zone, and the Zone Reserved for Parliament Buildings. The Senate continued its debate on the Cyber Crimes Act on Thursday, November 5. The act, which seeks to address computer-specific offenses, will replace the 2010 legislation to incorporate new offenses such as computer-related fraud or forgery and the use of computers for malicious communication. In his contribution to the debate, Government Senator Lambert Brown noted that there was previously no legislation to protect citizens who became victims of defamation.
I personally, in 2012, became a victim of a fictitious Facebook page. When I checked it out, there's no law at that time for us to check who did that and to prosecute them. With this bill, those idle and irresponsible people can be pursued and sent to prison.
Mr. Brown adds that the bill will also deal with persons who falsify internet information about others. And the Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, has officially launched its customer care center, which aims to improve service delivery to its 240,000 clients. The center, located at the Halfway Tree Transport Center in St. Andrew and constructed at a cost of $500,000, is one of several initiatives implemented by the JUTC to improve service delivery to the public. Managing Director Colin Campbell says the state-owned bus company has also expanded its customer service guides from 11 to 44 officials across JUTC customer service access points to provide on-the-ground assistance to commuters.
Their work is very clear. 140,000 adult commuters and 100,000 students, disabled and pensioners every day. And we have to service that community and make sure that they not only travel safely from origin to destination, but that the experience on JUTC is a positive experience in terms of the customer service.
That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.